go to the Starphone with my girl, Lindsay Davis. Just got to see you, girl, looking good on GMA this morning. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Doing great. But outside of being an Emmy award-winning journalist, ABC News correspondent, you've now created a picture book for kids. Tell us about that, Lindsay.
Yeah, so it's called The World is Awake. I'm incredibly excited about it. It was inspired by my son, who is soon to be four, but at the time was two. And we were in the car, and just out of nowhere, he said, Mommy, who opens up the flowers, God? And I was so impressed at his curiosity and also his desire to make that connection between God and nature. And I just figured, well, this would be great for all kids, you know, to get that introduction to God in a really meaningful way, just a gentle way, and through nature.
And, you know, it's so perfect that we're talking about this now. It's, you know, Black History Month, and it's about, you know, two siblings who are African-American going through the day.
Yes, and I mean, the unique thing is about it is there's nothing, I didn't write this book any differently than I would have written any other book, you know? I mean, this is the book really, it's about any child, you know, and that's my hope, is that any child will be able to relate to these two kids. But it was important to me that the kids reflect what my son looks like, because I feel like it's, when I was looking in bookstores for books, I wasn't finding a lot of diversity. Certainly right now during Black History Month, you know, there's the table that's kind of designated for Black History Month. But just in general, it's not as easy to find. I mean, certainly easier than it was at one time. But I just felt like while we have a diverse collection of books at home, you know, from Dr. Seuss and Shel Silverstein, I just wanted some books that he would find himself in the books and have that self-affirmation.
Okay, Lindsay Davis, make sure you get the book, The World is Awake, a celebration of everyday blessings. Can't wait to see this myself. My son is older, but I always like to see, you know, works that feature people that look like him as well and myself, you know, just to have around and pass it on to other kids I know.
Yes, it's so important. I mean, there was an essay that I read by Professor Bishop from Ohio State University, and she talked about windows, mirrors, and sliding glass doors and the importance of having mirrors in a child's book so that they have that reflection of themselves, a window so that they can peer out and see like an unusual, unfamiliar world different from their own, and how when that window is effective, it can become a sliding glass door and transport them into that different world.
All right. Hooked up with Zonder Kids. You know them from Zondervan Books. The World is Awake. Make sure you get it from our very own ABC News correspondent, Lindsay Davis. And, of course, always check her out on ABC. Now, Lindsay, you are a mom. We get to see the reporter side of you. How do you balance it all, especially with the craziness that, you know, you have to talk about, Jill?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, but, you know, working moms, I feel like we end up being able to be these master multitaskers, right? And so, I mean, this was another reason why it was just important with the book, because it's a way that I'm always trying to rush home to make it before my son's birthday. His bedtime. Sorry, it's my bedtime, really. It's been a long 24 hours. I apologize for that. The world is awake, but Lindsay Davis is not. But no, I'm always trying to rush home to make it before my son's bedtime. And this is what is so important, is trying to read books to him. And so it makes it even, you know, more special that I have this book. But in general, it's tough. You know, I go to work like kind of a two shift. I come in and I do GMA, and then I go home so I can take him to school and then pick him up from school. And then I come back in and do world news. So it's a balance.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, the reward, as any parent knows, I mean, it's there. You kind of just like put your head down and do what you have to do. But being able to get that quality time with the kids, there's nothing like it.
Absolutely. So make sure you check out Lindsay Davis' book, The World is Awake, a celebration of everyday blessings. And of course, we got to keep up with what you're doing on ABC and just really enjoy watching you report and do your thing. So I appreciate you taking time to talk to me right here in Kansas City, Lindsay.
Julie, thank you so much for watching and for your support. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate you too. Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye now. You too.